Okay, I'm back. Thank you guys for waiting. How do we do on that diagnosis date? Is it pretty firm on that date? And if you can't find it, that's fine, because I've already talked to my manager and she did to verify that if it's around that time, then you still meet the statute of limitations. So if you don't want to continue looking, we're okay, as long as your estimate is pretty accurate. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we good? Or are you guys going to keep looking? Okay, well, while she looks for that, we're going to do quick quality compliance law firm requirements. So we did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. We did confirm that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We confirmed that you want to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. We confirm that you were diagnosed no less than 2 years after using the product for 1 full year. You used it for many years. You use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a year. And you meet the statute of limitations. You use the hair relaxer after 2003. You started before that, but you used it after 2003. And you were diagnosed after 2005. And we are going to verify the spelling and your birth date now. I want to make sure we don't have any mistakes. Okay. So, okay, quick question. Was it uterine cancer or ovarian cancer? I just need to be 100% sure.
Uterine,
right? Okay, thank you. And we were diagnosed approximately March 1st, 2023, Robert A. Kloss. And resident of the U.S., your date of birth is August 18, 1948, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Started using it 1989, stopped using it in 2016, at least 27 times, or 27 years, sorry. And used to purchase at Sally's, CVS, Walgreens. Dark and Lovely. Received radiation chemo. Treatment date was October 2024. Robert Kloss, treating doctor. Helen, Virginia Locke, 239-783-0044. Address 42 Fairfield Ridge, Danbury, Fairfield, Connecticut 06810. Okay, beautiful. So now let me go ahead and send you the documents for you to just do a quick DocuSign. Have you guys ever did a DocuSign before?
No.
Dwayne, have you did one before? It's pretty easy. Okay, cool. It's really basic. I just texted. You should be receiving a text right now to the phone number, the 475 number. Okay.
It was either diagnosed around May or June.
What was that, sir?
It was around May or June, maybe April.
Are you talking about the diagnosis?
She went for the tests and stuff around April. She started the chemo and stuff around June, July.
Oh, started the chemo. Got it. Okay. Okay, but it wasn't
her second round of chemo. This was the second time.
Got it. That was when she received the treatment, not the diagnosis. We should be good.
The diagnosis was probably around April. It could have been May.
Okay, so do you want me to adjust the paperwork to show April? Because I have March.
I mean, but it should be somewhere in that time frame. Because treatment around the end of June.
Right, estimate's fine. And once again, the estimate's fine. It's just for them to have a start point because they're going to pull the medical records and that's going to show the true dates. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be fine. So how are you guys doing over there with that DocuSign?
Waiting for it to come through.
Let me know if you have any questions along the way. I sent it both ways, so whatever is easier for you guys. I sent an email and I sent it to the text.
So you guys will also be sending her copies of her medical information?
So my job will conclude after our conversation. My quality assurance will review our conversation, make sure no mistakes are done. Then they send your information out to the attorneys because of the holidays and it being Friday. I'd expect a call probably about Wednesday, I'd say, from the attorneys. And then they'll let you know what to expect as far as time frames and stuff like that. Okay? Because I am not the attorney group. I'm an intake specialist, and I send your information over to my quality assurance team sends it over to the attorneys once they review it, make sure we're good. How are we doing over there?
Pretty good. Okay, the attorney will assume joint responsibility for representation of the client. Consideration of the services rendered and to be rendered to the client by the attorney. The client agrees to grant the attorneys for the attorney compensation in handling the client's lawsuit and the following commitment and undivided interest and assignment in the claims and the lawsuits. 20%. 16% to Roving Law PLC, 16% to Philosophy Burger PLC, and 8% to Robin Renish PLC. The fee percent calculated will be based on the gross recovery before deduction of any expense. Okay, so,
Yes, sir.
It's 40% for the law firms and all that, right?
Yeah, that's a standard mass tort percentage. When you go, like you look online, usually they're heftier than that. We have this relationship with our attorneys, and that's why they meant, you know, 40% is a standard, so. But those are all questions, sir, that you definitely could address with the attorneys as far as, you know, any questions about the contract and stuff like that. You do need to be able to sign that in order for them to contact you. And then, you know, basically you're being represented by them and they'll answer all of your questions. Unfortunately, those questions are out of my reach.
A medical or technical expert witness causes calls for investigative services, travel expenses, including ground transportation, lodging, disposition, expenses, court repair, reporter fees, costs and fees associated with any necessary state administration procedures. Outside trial service provider, trial equipment, rental, operation fees, preparation of exhibits and graphics, copying, posting, shipping, and consistency. Separate from these costs and expenses, client briefs, the attorneys shall charge a flat $200 administrative fee to cover the cost of opening and setting up the case file and incidental expenses that would not be cost effective to track on a regular basis. Claim briefs to reimburse attorneys for such costs and expenses. And any recourse of settlement or judgment, however, in the event that no recovery is obtained, no fees. Attorney will make no charges for his or her expenses if the court costs or other expenses compensated. Received by the attorney that any proceeds or any recovery, the attorney shall deduct 40% from the gross amount as the attorney fees. Deduct any costs or expenses already paid or incurred by the attorney from the client portion of the recovery, including an interest rate of 1.5 monthly on any maintenance expenses. First, okay. So,
yes, sir. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, for all the expenses when it comes to the attorneys and stuff. So, what would be the percentage amount that the client could receive?
Sir, what's again, it looks like 40% is a standard, the standard cut that they would get, but those questions, you got to reserve those for the attorneys. I have no way of answering those questions.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Wednesday when they give you a call, or approximately Wednesday, have a nice little list of all those questions, and then they'll have to address them, okay? Dwayne?
Hey.
Okay.
I'm just still reading.
Okay. And I appreciate, without you, you and your mom and I wouldn't be connecting. So, Dwayne, you are the catalyst here, so I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
I have a 91-year-old mom, and we all take turns doing this. Who's ever at home is going to do what you're doing for her. So I appreciate that. That's love and respect that you got right there.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest of 10 Rugrats, so Mama spoiled. Mm-hmm.
My mother had 9.
Yeah, I'm the youngest of 10, so imagine me having 9 older moms and dads.
Oh my! I know.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
It's okay though, because they all molded me of the adult that I am today, so I'm okay with that.
That's good.
That's
good. Mm-hmm. How's your mom? Good?
She's great. You know, I wish I had the ability to text you a picture of her this Christmas, but she's 91. She'd look all rosy-cheeked. She'd look happy. She just – we lost our dad 4 years ago, so normally it was kind of like little sad times for her in the past, but she looked great this year.
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Thank you. They were together like 70 plus years. So.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Long time, okay. Long mirrors.
Yes, sir. How are we doing over there on the DocuSign? You doing okay?
Where do I?
In the bone.
Okay. I'm going to sign my name.
Okay. And make sure that it looks something like a signature. Don't just put an X or a line, a squiggly line, because I got a file rejected for that last week.
Okay.
Yeah, just what you know.
I got bad handwriting.
It doesn't matter.
I got bad handwriting.
It's okay, especially when you're using like probably your fingertip, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Let me know when you complete on your end, and I'll refresh my screen and tell you what I see.
Okay, I understand that if any medical or billing record contains information, and alcohol abuse, psychiatric care, sexually transmitted diseases, hepatitis B or C test, or other, I agree to it, release. I understand that if my medical and billing record contains information in reference to HIV/AIDS, human immunodeficiency, virus acquired deficiency syndrome testing and or treatment previous disease. Oh well, they got it all.
Holy
they
shit! Excuse me.
Yeah, Barbara died.
My bad.
What was in on your side?
Oh man, I got.
Guess so. What that information?
I'm just tripping out on all these lights over our skies in New Jersey and stuff.
Oh my God, you just seeing that?
Yeah, I'm a weirdo when it comes down to that stuff in the sky, and I've taken some pictures myself that I can't explain, and a buddy of mine on his phone, different city, took the same picture of the same object, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird. No telling what about that.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, I heard recently that it could be angels and demons kind of thing up there, so I'm just going to keep praying.
I don't know about that. I'm more afraid it's more like aliens up there trying to figure out who they're going to take.
They're scanning,
to
huh?
which badass are they going to take? We're going to into some positive influences, you know?
Mm-hmm. But that's what came up on my screen when I said that. I'm like, whoa.
I don't know about that one. If there's demons out there like that, we all should be going to hell then.
I mean, those mysterious orbs, those are the ones that freak me out, where they turn colors and then they do like these little weird maneuvers where like, it can't be a human in there. It can't, you know, it's got to be something weird.
I look at the mermaids out there in the ocean.
Yeah. What about the giants that they find in caves, you know? Huge 10-foot, 8-foot bones. That's scary.
Yeah, that is scary. I'm not telling what the hell those things could actually be. Mm-hmm. All right, that was sent to you.
Okay, let me refresh my screen. Let's see what's going on here.
What's your nationality?
American. I was born here in Los Angeles, California. My parents are from Mexico.
I could tell by your last name. Ramirez.
Yes, sir. Yep. They were both from Guadalajara, Mexico. Pop's mom moved out here probably right before I was born. Dad worked for, your desk at high school, elementary school. Ma'am, you would probably remember this better than us, but in your locker rooms, in your hallways, remember all your lockers, all those metal lockers on the side? My mm-hmm. dad worked for the same company for 40 years. He was one of the assembly line painters, one of the finishers. So all those metal desks and those metal cabinets, probably for 40 years, my dad did that. And my mom worked for Catalina Swimwear. So all those swimwear outfits for Miss Universe and Miss USA, she used to work on those projects because she was talented. So they used to have her do those special projects for stuff on TV.
Oh,
yeah.
I know that had to be fun.
You better believe it.
Probably had you as the model.
No. I had a sister that was a fashion designer, and that was a teenager. Now that was hype.
Oh, I thought that was like that Madea movie where they had
I had nobody. You're barking up the wrong tree there.
Hey, you're helping out your mama like you told me, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do for family.
You got seven sisters. You ain't got to deal with that.
Hey, yeah, you don't. You sure don't.
Well,
one of them better find one to play.
Yep. All right, you guys. So we were all good. I see everything's completed on my end. It's been my absolute pleasure speaking with both of you once again. Dwayne, thank you for being the catalyst. I wish you guys a good Christmas, good New Year's.
You too. Happy
right.
New Year.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys take care now. Bye-bye.